Welcome, 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 everybody, to another edition of the Dumb Marks Podcast. It's your boys, your favorite Saturday brunch bunch, back at it again. TKO edition, and that's what I'm hoping Pitt lands on West Virginia later on tonight in the 106th meeting of the Backyard Brawl. I'm dressed to the nines, ready to go. I got the whiskey ready to be. It's going to be a long day. I'm going to be extremely hungover tomorrow. I will let you. May not be able to reach me tomorrow.
Lucky there's no Steeler game.
Be right. Yeah, luckily there's no. Yeah, you get that buffer, because if I would have went West Virginia Pitt Saturday night into a Steelers 1 o'clock, it would have been bad news. Bad news.
I think we're having technical difficulties. We're going to have to cut this off and record tomorrow morning instead.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Shut it down. I don't know what happened to the fourth leg of this table, because he ended it out. Now he's off. I had a question to start the show, Donald, for you and Jason, but now I can't even ask it because he's not even on the show. So I don't know. How's everybody's week? We good? Everybody well?
Long week.
I'm good.
Long week. Long week. A lot of stuff going on. Busy. Huge week in pro wrestling. You know, we had a merger of the meeting of the minds with the Endeavor takeover of WWE being official. AEW had some, I don't know, statistician errors with ticket reporting that people just absolutely lambasted them for, but whatever.
No different than WWE's ticket reporting. So
it wasn't that caught up in the hype with the ticket reporting. Yeah,
it's the exact same thing. Who cares? Right? Yeah. They had a good show. I don't care.
Exactly.
I mean, look, everybody fudges numbers, right? I mean, you know, I'm 5'10", but I bump it at, you know, 5'11". Depending on the shoes, right? Yes. You know what I mean?
Everybody does it.
Everybody fudges numbers, you know. Your weight, you may fudge a little bit down on the weight, especially the older you get, you know. Women fudge on their birthdays every year. You know, they're turning 45, but they say they're 23.
Like 21
happens. Yeah,
21 happens. Forever.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna get caught up in that nonsense.
No, just, not at all. People want to be mad for no reason. That's all.
Yeah, welcome to wrestling Twitter. That's all that is. You know.
A huge surprise return, and I'm not talking about The Rock. I'm talking about Pat McAfee last night on SmackDown. We'll get into all that and what a just ridiculous life that dude lives. And then rumblings and rumors about a certain AEW female wrestler that may or may not be done with wrestling and may or may not be in the WWE. I'm sure that will come up throughout the broadcast here. So with that being said, where do we want to kick things off this week? We go Mount Rushmore, we go Jabroni. What do we got? We got comments going on in chat. Yep, there you go, Ty. I'm not gonna put that comment.
No, I'm not putting that. Didn't touch that.
Yeah. Donald, he said that. Donald said your Mount Rushmore is along with your Jabroni. Do you want to cover both at the same time? Or?
Oh, that's fine. Well, we can do it.
Get into it.
My Mount Rushmore and Jabroni at the same time is the Tiffany Stratton Becky Lynch match.
I got a feeling where you're going to go with this, but I want to hear if what I'm thinking is correct. So
as my Mount Rushmore, the match itself was an amazing match. I loved it. Tiffany really showed what she had. Becky really carried her through a lot of it, but they both stepped it up a lot. The Jabroni part of it, I did not like the result. I definitely did not like that. I mean, I know what people think of the result, like it's helping NXT, but NXT is development. Only development people should win titles down there. And it's like resume checking with that. Like, oh, Becky never won the NXT title. Let's check it off. No. For all that, you could bring back the brother, brother, brother. You got the IC title. You could bring back a lot of people. Hell yeah, you never got the belt. We checked our records. You know what? You get the belt. I do not like it at all. But I understand where they're going with it, because they want eyes on NXT. It's probably something that has to do with the new merger and all that stuff. You know, the boost ratings, boost money, doing whatever the hell they want to do. But for me personally, I do not like it. I don't give a damn what Bully Ray said on Busted Open, this and that. My opinion. I don't care about your expert opinion. My opinion, I don't like it.
Got to put over the young talent, right?
Yes.
There he is.
What's going on?
How you doing?
What up?
Hey, when you see your dog running down the street, you got to go chase
him. But wait, is that your dog? Or is that not my dog? Because it's not my dog. So
it's not my dog.
It takes off, dude.
Are you the only one home?
Yeah. Oh, and the kid. So
yeah,
double duty.
Didn't expect him run down the street. So
here we go. Talk about checking resumes and checking boxes. Ty's getting it in early with the Luigi Primo reference. I understand what you're saying, Donald. And I guess it was either last week or the week before I said Becky needs to go away for a while. Right after the Trish feud was what it was, the feud wasn't that great, the match delivered, mm-hmm. but just kind of let her go away for a while and kind of, you know, rest, reset, recharge, come back fresh, get rid of that whole picture of what that feud was. Well, instead of her taking a time off, they bumped her down to NXT. It's the same thing. She's down there working with different women.
If she adds ass to the brand, though, I mean, we'll find that out this week.
Not bump per se, but you know what I mean? Like, she's
doing both.
I don't see her defending the NXT title on Raw, but I could be wrong. You know,
I'm going to give an example. Dom's at least defended the North American title on SmackDown. I don't know if he's done it on Raw, but I know definitely on SmackDown.
Yeah, but Dom and Becky are two different levels. I would have her just solely work it on Tuesdays. You want to get numbers on Tuesdays. Obviously, she's a freaking draw if they had their highest rated show in how long. I think they had over 850, 860 tuned in.
It's
like peak. I think they were close to 870 for their main event match during that last quarter hour. So she's definitely a draw. She'll get eyes on the product. It only helps the women down there. I'm not going to shit on it for what they want to do with it. Now, does it need to be a long, like, Finn Balor run down in NXT with the title and then come back up the Raw? No. But you definitely got to get somebody established to beat her. Mm-hmm. Because when they beat her, then that rub should catapult that person to being a top star and looked upon and viewed upon as a top star. You can't just have some random jabroni, for lack of a better word, take the belt off her and then nothing happens out of it, because then it's a waste. And then I agree with you, Donald. Like, why are you there? You're not doing nothing but checking a resume. But if you're going to use it as a springboard to get somebody over and elevate somebody up to where they're perceived to be the next great women's wrestler in the company, okay, go ahead and use it. Why not use them to do that with certain individuals?
I have an opinion from time to time. On one who could do that.
All right, who you got?
Cora Jade.
There's the one. She's been off for certain reasons. If you follow her on social media, you can guess why she's been out. Not going to hate why she's been out, but she's been out for certain reasons. I mean, that to me would be the perfect foe,
mm-hmm.
because she's been just floating out in the ocean for how long?
Yeah.
Even before she left and took the hiatus, she was just kind of floating along.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's going to be her era,
this
now you
the
got Becky there to take the belt off her. Mm-hmm. That's the perfect time. She would be number one on my list.
They got an event in 2 weeks. I just hope this isn't a quick transition thing. I hope it is going to be. If she's down there, let her be down there and do some things for a little bit. I don't want her to just, okay, got a pay-per-view in 2 weeks. Drop the title and then her NXT run's done.
Checking resumes. Yeah, the 2 week trans that wouldn't benefit anybody. No. That would be like, oh, you just absolutely did a ratings grab to pop a number.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody got over. It doesn't do anything for Becky. Like it just
absolutely nothing for Tiffany.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like one of the reasons. Oh, look who joined the program, everybody. The dad jokes of all dad jokes. What's up, brother? You come in for that PWI top 500 debate later on. You got to stick around for that. You know what's going to happen. Yeah, Pro tweeted out there, all this arguing over top 500 does absolutely nothing. Well, we'll see about that. of the show.
We need a countdown clock at the top. Yeah, 45-minute countdown. No, PWI debate. Yeah.
Be like the Jericho debut. We just have the numbers rolling down. But no, I mean, Cora would definitely be one. I liked what Kiana did with her in the promo before the match. Like, she's another one. I want to see them two in the ring to see if Kiana can step her game up more to match Becky. Because when she's in there with people that wrestle, Kiana looks good. When she's in there with people that are of her or a little less, she don't look that good. Oh, you guys are starting in the comments already. It's like Pitt, West Virginia in the comments between these two. It's unbelievable.
All day, every day with those two.
All day, every day. That's right. All right. So that's not a – I mean, I can see both sides of your coin there as to why it's your Mount Rushmore and Jabroni of the week.
It was Mount Rushmore?
The match was his Mount Rushmore. The finish, the result was his Jabroni.
Okay. All I tuned in was him shitting on it, so.
Yeah, no.
You had a dog to worry about.
Yeah, while you were out there like Willie and Friday running around catching dogs this morning.
Homeward bound.
Put some hot sauce on my burrito, baby. Jason out there running around slipping in dog poop.
Homeward bound.
If Jason slipped on that, I think he'd be like, you know what? Fuck this.
He definitely would throw his back out for sure.
I touched the dog. You're lucky I'm not in the shower right now. I graciously came back on. Grace, I'm freaking out right now.
Oh, get that OnlyFans money, man.
Feet finder. All right. So who's next? Mount Rushmore. What do we got? Jay or Chris, who wants to go next?
I'll go with the great one.
The Rock?
I'll put the great one on there.
The pop of all pops?
Just for fan service. Gave me what I needed.
I don't think I've heard a pop like that. I really sat there to try to think of the last time that type of pop was heard.
People literally jumped out of their seats on that one.
I mean, the production couldn't have caught it better. Yeah. Like, you heard the music, and they immediately, like, when you said people jumped up, Chris, people literally jumped up out of their seats.
Like, that was an oh shit moment for the fans.
Like, I mean, you said, you know, and you know what that means, I was like, in your head, when you say the people, I'm always thinking The Rock.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to say, oh, it's The Rock. I'm not going to be like, oh, I called it. No. I'm just thinking, like, it's The Rock. Then I'm always let down. This time, hey.
Yeah, he definitely – Dave, I appreciate that. Don't go nowhere because I want to get your input on this because that's – So the opposite – I did see some negative reaction to it.
Of course you did.
Minus what Taquan says in the chat. But, no, I did see some people like, you wasted the return on Austin Theory. Like – why all this time? All we wanted is him versus Roman, and you wasted the pop on Austin Theory. I'm like, well, I guess you guys don't understand that Austin Theory just literally had the greatest 20 minutes of his entire wrestling career last night.
You got Rock and Cena
and Pat McAfee. It was a trifecta, one of the greatest threesomes we've ever seen. Pause. I'm not mad that they pulled the surprise last night. Like, it was a perfect storm. You had McAfee was in Colorado for game day. The Rock was there because he's the guest picker. He was on Pat's show yesterday. They were an hour away from the arena. Like, he gave the tease of what would have been WrestleMania to get people excited for the potential of this year's WrestleMania.
And you still get that pop if he returns again. You
still get that pop whenever he comes back. Exactly. I'm not, I mean, it was.
This was for a moment.
Yeah.
And if it happens again, you know, down the road at some point, that'll be for a storyline. Like, Rock isn't coming back on SmackDown next week. You know, this isn't like Cena, you know, is going to have a 10-week return or whatever. It was a moment. You just live in that moment for what it was.
SmackDown could have been your end asshole for two hours. I'd been good. I'd been good.
Would have been nice if I could have heard it, but
well, that's another thing. That the whole time. No, we don't. I mean, do we absolutely need him? No, we don't. Now you're on Donald's side of the bandwagon there, pro.
Did we need Phil?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But I mean, I enjoyed it. The segment was great. It was nostalgia 101. Like, you got the, you know, I will say this, because he hasn't done it in so long, like, the in-ring promo from Rock last night was more of like, he's just used to positively speaking on social media sites,
mm-hmm.
that he didn't get into, like, the Rock last night on the mic.
Scathing, you know what Rock.
I mean? Yeah, scathing, yeah. Rock. He just kept, you know.
He let the fans
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a theory, and I'm going to tell you this and this and that, so. Yeah. Hey, that pop last night for The Rock was bigger than the one CM Punk got after being away for 7 years. And it wasn't even close.
And the fans knew Phil was coming.
Right. Tack one. I enjoy Black Adam. You can't do that to that. But no, I'll agree with you with The Rock. That's not, I mean,
just for a moment's sake. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for a moment's sake. Absolutely.
Yep. Come Chris, on, Legend Hater.
You already know. You had everything. You had Rock in the beginning. You had Cena at the end. SmackDown was a terrible show because of the both of them was on there. It took away all the spotlight from the young talent just to get a payday. It's all about the money. It's what happened when Hollywood closed up.
They left off hit row. They left off hit row. You mad?
They ain't doing that pro bono. Trust me. That Endeavor money came down. You ain't doing it for Vince now.
What do you think? Like, did you hear what The Rock said on McAfee's show yesterday? Anybody listen to the interview or read the excerpts
about like WrestleMania? About the WrestleMania stuff?
Yeah, about WrestleMania and him having a deal and everything.
He said that on a couple interviews lately. So it must have been true. Like, he's going around spreading that. Like, he's trying to hype up Mania.
Do you think they came to the pencils down, walk away agreement after, you know, everything came out with Vince and he had to step down? I think that was The Rock saying, all right, I'm going to distance myself a little bit because I can't be seen side to side with you right now.
Vince was already back by that point.
Not when they had it planned out a year in advance. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
all right,
he's so busy in Hollywood anyways. I think that probably had more to do with it than anything. So now he has the free time.
Hey, WWE is loving this writer strike. I mean.
Batista right now, out of retirement.
He's doing Mortal Kombat commercials. He's cool.
Right now, Rock and Oprah are taking a hit publicly. So what better way than come on home?
And now he's walking onto the stage.
Yeah, he's walking on stage
game day for guest picker. So
I'm talking about the U right now.
You smiling, Dawn?
Hmm?
You smiling?
Oh, I'm smiling at Dwayne Johnson, the football player.
Nobody's ever said that in their entire life.
Dwayne Johnson, the football player.
You trying to pop without popping.
This is college game day that's on right now. It's not WWE SmackDown.
As the TV muted, he didn't hear the music hit on there.
Right. Well, is Cody going to get to finish the story? I don't know. It's not well. I saw a lot of that all going around on Twitter.
WrestleMania backlash
for Seth's belt.
What's it? Roadblock, road rage. What's it?
Roadblock. Great balls of fire.
Yeah.
Hey, you said you want the title. You ain't say you need the main event WrestleMania to win it.
He already did the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah. It'll be on the Monday night after.
All right. Does it matter if he does it at Royal Rumble?
Look, there's a way you could do Rock and Roman at Rumble and then get to Cody and Roman for Mania.
Oh, like, I'm talking about Cody and Roman at Rumble. Oh, not Rock.
As long as it's a big four.
Roman doesn't need to be for a title. That's just a match.
Yeah. True.
I saw something. What if you had Rock Roman night one of Mania, Cody Cena night two of Mania? How would you feel about that? And my response to that is, if I'm Seth Rollins, I'm walking out of the company.
Well, I didn't see Cena. I saw Roman pulling double duty.
One is for the tribal chief. One is for the title.
Yeah.
Cena going for number 17. You know.
It could happen.
But... Taboo Tuesday, Taquan. Taboo Tuesday. feel good moment, nostalgia moment.
No.
Done right, move on. We'll see what comes about moving forward from it. So, Chris, what you got, Mount Rushmore?
Hey, I'll lead off of what you just said. Feel good moment. My Mount Rushmore is this guy right here.
Jeez. That brunch last week really like muffed him up.
We can be jabronis. We can't be Mount Rushmore. Yeah, we can be jabronis. Next, you're going to be the promo captain?
Yeah, we got Jason making his mother jabroni last week, and now we got Chris making himself Mount Rushmore. This is unbelievable.
As of yesterday, student loans are paid off, so I'm on a high right now. So.
Oh, there you go.
This guy is the Mount Rushmore this week.
Yeah, well, I mean, Uncle Sam would technically be the Mount Rushmore.
Thank you.
I guess Sally Bay is technically the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You won't completely shit on your Mount Rushmore for yourself, but you know.
Which behind the scenes is Sally Bay is Uncle Sam, just like Mr. Mouse.
Do not look behind. Do not pay attention to that man behind the curtain.
Right.
But other than that, honestly, I mean, I didn't watch everything this week. I didn't watch Raw or NXT, but watched Dynamite, watched Collision on Saturday, watched Impact 1000, SmackDown. I enjoyed every show I watched this week. So. It was actually, from what I watched, it was a good week in pro wrestling.
There weren't too many lows this week. It was either watchable, good, or I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I didn't get too many that was trash. Like, I had a hard time even coming up with something for Jabroni this week, to be honest with you. Like, if I'm giving a Jabroni this week, it's going to be really nitpicky as far as something that just I have to throw on there, and I might not even put a Jabroni out there. So yeah, this week from a watchability standpoint was one of the better weeks of pro wrestling in a really long time.
Loved MJF's little promo to Impact, you know, 33 1/3.
Mic drop moment of the week right there. The Steiner Math promos, tremendous.
Yeah, that was unexpected, and I enjoyed the hell out of that. Who was it? Prince Nana. Him dancing every week to Swerve. Love that. But whenever he did it in the ring, then the Young Bucks were just waiting him for the super kick. I was like, that was a good segment. So
No. Yeah. Prince, I'm telling you, Prince Nana is like, if I'm getting married, I might have Prince Nana walk me down the aisle.
Yeah, walk me down the aisle.
Yeah, walk me down the aisle. Yeah. I'm like, no. You can walk me down the aisle.
Thinking about round two, huh?
She don't listen to the show, so it doesn't matter anyway. Oh, shout out Mama Pro. Birthday was yesterday.
Happy birthday, Mama
Happy
Pro.
Happy birthday.
See, Jason, that's how you treat your mother correctly. You put her on the Mount Rushmore and give her love, not you throwing her out there for the bus to run her over at the bus stop, making her jabroni of the week last week.
We don't do that here. not the beach and dynamic.
The big birthday week. Don and Jason had their birthdays this week.
Everybody. So speaking of this was the question that I was going to ask for Donald and Jason, because you need to know this. When do black people stop celebrating their birthdays?
Oh, I did mine.
You best stopped.
I did that stuff a long time ago.
You best stopped.
Is it different between men and women, though?
Yeah.
Because
women celebrate weeks and months. This is my birthday year. This is my birthday. Nah. Everybody else is just like, fuck it. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It is. Yeah. Which is a regular day. Which is a regular day.
I swear, everybody on my wife's side of the birthday had, or my wife's side of the family has a birthday this month. Her dad's birthday, her sister's birthday, my wife's birthday is coming up soon. Then I have my sister and my niece's birthday. My sister and my wife are the same day. Like, this is birthday's glory. All these damn Libras running around, and I can't. It's ridiculous.
That's some Valentine's Day love. New Year's love.
New Year's love.
I'm the Valentine's Day.
I'm not a Libra.
I was just thinking, because it was like, hey, we got to go here, we got to go there, we got to do this, we got to do that. And I'm like, yo, I don't remember, like.
Don, you turned a milestone last year. What did you do to celebrate?
Nothing.
Thank you.
I was playing board games with the niece and nephew.
Maybe I shouldn't have asked this question of you two, because you two are probably the wrong two people to ask.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Hey, look. My mother last year was like, this is my birthday week. She celebrated her birthday for like a good 3 weeks. I'm like, who are you? You are not ratchet.
Sister too. My sister's the month. June is her month.
June is the month.
Yeah.
I swear every week my mom went on vacation somewhere. I'm like, no, you don't do this.
I was just, because I'm like, yo, we got all this stuff going on for birthdays. And then I started thinking about it. And I'm like, well, maybe that's a cultural difference thing. I don't know, because I see it all the time where it's like, yo, y'all are out here still asking for money to be pinned on your shirt. You're 39 years old.
I mean, if you get a dollar for every year, I think you want to celebrate the older you get.
Maybe that's a cheat code. Maybe that's the.
Nah, at my 30th, it was cut off.
Is the asking for a dollar to be pinned on your shirt for the birthday, is that the original GoFundMe? That has to be the original GoFundMe, right? See that walking around junior high school? It's my birthday, pin a dollar on my shirt. I'm like, I'm lucky I got $2 for lunch. You want me to give you a dollar?
Exactly. What are you talking about? Back then was tough.
Yeah, money to bring to school.
Yeah, I gotta give you a dollar, then I can't buy a Scooter Crunch at lunch. Uh-huh. Are you crazy? Like, get out of here.
Or the best thing is when you go pin a dollar on, then you unbuckle it and that stuff and you take $2 off.
Damn.
They never know.
That was Donald's GoFundMe.
they never know.
Never contributed.
The slightest hand. Oh, I never contributed. I told
him. Never contributed.
He acted like he was pinning and ripped one off like it was a pull. I bet
the slightest hand.
Oh, David Blaine, watch me now.
Yep. You go to put one on, three come off. So, you know.
Catch me if you can.
Yep. That was my Turner's and Grandma's cookies back then.
Okay. Taquan, you gotta put Taquan's up real quick. Put Taquan's up, please.
Read it out loud for the listeners.
PSA, black people stop using Stevie Wonder's happy birthday. He made that for MLK, not your uncle that just got out of prison. And I am here to say, black people, You only get one happy birthday. You either go traditional or you go Stevie. And they added a new one. They added a new one they're trying to. My mom tried to do that to me this week.
What's the new one?
The new song. No. You get one happy birthday, and I'm not singing more than one.
What's the new one?
I don't know it. You got to do your research, Chris.
I'm coming to you for that question. That's my research.
I know of it. I've seen it twice, but I'm not.
Jason sits around the table, and they start playing the Stevie Happy Birthday. He immediately hits the record, and he throws on the Marilyn Monroe version.
No, not even. You get your traditional Happy Birthday, and that's it. You pull out the Stevie, I'm leaving.
You can't leave on Stevie. It was good seeing y'all. You gonna walk out on Stevie?
I'll walk. I'm barely singing Happy Birthday as it is. Happy Birthday shouldn't be more than a two whatever.
You hear that echo? Stevie's listening.
I mean, he's not watching, so obviously he's listening, Chris.
Stay away from that.
Any more than two refrains. That's it.
He's not even letting you get the entire chorus off for Happy Birthday. He's just...
Nope.
Oh. Huh. All right. Nice sidebar there. Good job. Way to park. Good job. Mount Rushmore. For me this week, Impact 1000. I loved everything about the show. Tremendous. They announced prior to the show, Mike Tenay and Don West going into the Impact Hall of Fame. They had Frankie Kazarian roll the video for Tracy Brooks throwing the show as a surprise to put her as a knockout into the TNA Hall of Fame. The show itself overall, for being a 1,000th episode where you touch on the nostalgia and you bring people back and everything, I thought they did a tremendous job on it. Great seeing the Dudley Boys, Team 3D, back in a ring together again. Everything about it was just done tremendously. And they still managed to get you hooked by telling stories and adding stuff into it to get you to continue to watch the show. So Impact 1000 for me this week was my Mount Rushmore.
Apparently, Pro really? Didn't agree.
Pro? Serious? I thought my Impact brethren would have my back here. I will say Impact, they did make announcements that they're actually going to start putting money into the show. So it's not going to start putting money. Or junior high play. They're upping their production. They're doing a whole bunch of stuff. So...
Got that COVID. That COVID check came in, so time to put some production money in the show.
Okay, guys, it's time.
They need a new set. That's the main thing they need. That set's just kind of run its course for them. But they've been this week for Impact 1000 was good. They're doing it. They're running it back again next week for Impact 1000. Will be on episode 1001 as well, but.
Yeah, it's a two-parter.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It was a to-be-continued episode, so yeah. Still 1,000.
Yeah, there's still some stuff. You got the tease for the women's match for next week, Ultimate X next week. So there's going to be some stuff, I think, to tune in again.
I mean,
Is it before Bound for Glory they're going to the UK, or is it right after?
I think it's right after.
Okay.
I think.
So you're going to get Bound for Glory, then you're going to get a UK tour, so... Yeah. We'll see if they still get the numbers in the UK like they used to, because that used to be where their fans were.
Hey, look, anytime I get to see a beautiful people's entrance, I'm a happy man.
It was missing something, though.
What, Madison Rain?
No. You didn't get Taz with, let the pigeons loose.
Yeah, Taz.
The only thing that was missing from that.
I mean, Gail Kim, Awesome Kong, Like I said, Team 3D, you get a surprise return with Mickey James. It's you can't Taquan. Let's see.
Hey, it's in your backyard, bro.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I just shit on him slightly less. That's great. But no, Impact, my Mount Rushmore this week. I would have put SmackDown on there overall. Because like you, Chris, I enjoyed shows this week. It wasn't just specific matches or segments. It was entire shows. And unlike Donald, who crapped on it because of Cena and The Rock, I thought SmackDown was one of their best episodes that they've had in a really long time.
I agree.
Across the board, the entire 2 hours, I was there with them. So
I hope they keep that momentum going.
Yeah, I don't know how much they'll be able to, but we'll see. I like LA Knight calling out, you know, Seth Rollins, Gunther, Roman, everybody.
Hold on.
Hopefully he's done with The Miz.
Versus Impact is like the Burger King of wrestling. I like them, I enjoy them, but it's not for me sometimes. Plus it gives me chronic diarrhea.
Impact is definitely better than Burger King. Like 100%. But no, like I said, it was shows for me this week. So even Dynamite, Rampage last night, you had a really good match. If you haven't watched Rampage, you got it recorded. Go back and watch Statlander and Jade.
That was good.
Yeah, I didn't care for the opening 8-man tag, but what's that face for, Jay?
Stop.
Stop what?
Stop.
Stop what?
Stop. It was not good. It was not good. Stop. It was not good.
All right. Well, get ready
to Statlander match or the opening?
Huh? The Statlander match. It was not good. No. Kind of, this is awesome, chant. No.
And you're a Statlander fan, too, so.
I'm a Statlander fan, and she dumbed down for Jay Cardinal. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, give it, you know, 6 weeks and Jason will be showing up in a Jay Cargill shirt because it has WWE on it.
Well, I'll still be the shirt, but I'm
not going to
be
a
champion Jay Cargill. No.
Which he was
it's about as good as Ava Rain.
When she beats Becky Lynch for the NXT Women's Championship.
I'm gonna have to switch to watching Rampage full time.
And then beat Mommy for the title.
Yeah. Fuck out of here.
Speaking of mommy, The Rock and Pat McAfee weren't the only return to WWE this week. Nia Jax back in the fold. What'd you think of the re-debut of Nia?
I don't hate it like everybody else hates it.
Hold on, pause. Pro, we have not said anything bad about AEW this week. Minus Jason not liking the Jade Statlander match. I enjoyed AEW this week.
Yeah, I said that too.
I watched it, you know, I enjoyed it.
So far, this is the least amount we've shit on anything today.
Right, like we've been a podcast of positivity today. We have not brought any negative. Now, when we get to this top 10 PWI ranking, we'll probably turn into a different story. But right now, we're upbeat. We're giving love, bro. We're giving love. Man. I didn't even crap on Moxley bleeding in the ring again this week, and this dude's still not happy.
He get caught bleeding on TV. He wrote picture. How you get thrown over a table, but yet your head bust open and didn't hit anything.
Pro, you asked for it. You asked for it.
Now it's about to start coming. It's about to be the wave of AEW.
Seen him reaching in his wristband for it. The next thing you know, he stick his head under the table.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't shit on that boring ass Chris Jericho Sammy Guevara interview segment that was just trash.
I did fast forward that.
That will not be the new name of the show, bro.
We're having a fatal four way number one contenders match for the women's title, like we haven't seen that before.
Johnny, if that doesn't explain it all, you can't please everyone in wrestling. That doesn't explain wrestling Twitter right there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No, positive. Hey, all right, bro. You want the negative. Let's go. Donald already gave Jabroni. Jason, Chris, do you guys have Jabronis this week? Because I literally don't have a single Jabroni that just made me go, all right, you're going on the list.
I got one. Jason, go ahead if you got one.
My Jabroni just comes. It's the area code shot. When Hangman pulled the 619 and they called it the area code shot.
I missed that.
Yeah. One, why is that moving your weapon for Hangman?
the best part about it was he hit it, fell through the ropes, got back up, and then looked at the camera. That's the first time I did that move. Like, why are you saying that to the camera when they can pick it up live on TV?
Because it's real.
You got to come better with the area code shot. Like,
it's breaking the fourth wall.
What area code are we doing here?
That's just my little Jabroni. That's it.
I think New Day has already got that one covered, John.
Where's Ronaldo with the actual terminology? Is that his name? Mara. Whatever his name is. Yeah, he knows that.
You're going to get the Japanese version of it with Mara.
I'll take that over to area code shop.
I'm not going to. Like I said, if I was doing a Jabroni, I'd have to get nitpicky like that for this week. And I chose not to be that guy to nitpick something like that. So speaking of New Day, what'd you think of Xavier and Drew?
I didn't see that. So
the match?
Yeah, one of the best matches of the week.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Go back and watch that match. It was one of the best matches of the week. Sure. And I like it leading into Drew versus Jay. I think we're starting to get the Drew Hill turn, which Lord knows he needs it.
He needs it.
Both of them can go in the ring. I don't have a problem with either one of them in the ring. So Xavier's proved he has longevity. Same with Drew.
And they had to, pull the emergency cord, break glass, make it a singles because of the whole Matt Riddle situation, which we're not going to get into. But yeah, Drew and Xavier for sure was up there as far as one of my matches of the week. Then I had Ilya and Wes was another one that was just top notch.
We'll get into that.
Tremendous. All right. Chris, back to your
go, Jason.
Oh, Jabroni. Oh, we can do that after you, Jabroni.
Okay. So, I mean, of course, this week, WWE, a lot of interviews, with the whole TKO merger and everything. Nick Khan was hitting up pretty much everything and anything to promote it. The one that gets the Jabroni of the week, though, was he did an interview with Bill Simmons. And everybody was pretty much asking, like, why did Stephanie McMahon leave, And Nick was honest. He goes, I wish she didn't. I wish she was still here. Hopefully the door is open for her to return. But Bill Simmons goes, could she potentially have a return for a storyline where she's having an affair with Test? And I was just like, I get, that's probably the last time you watched wrestling. But it just reminded me of, like, whenever, they started doing the Saudi Arabia shows, too. And they were like, yeah, we want Yokozuna, Macho Man. And
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to be doing this, like, especially somebody like that, he's got to have a team. There should be a way to eliminate something like that.
Yeah.
Definitely know the room. He didn't know the room.
No.
I mean, you not only are you disparaging somebody that's, passed away over a decade by now. You're also disparaging a wife, a mom, it's definitely one of those cringe moments. Somebody like, all right, Nick Khan would have been better off coming on this show. He'd have got better questions asked of him than that. But yeah, that was a little, Riddle. We're not bringing up the whole Riddle stuff.
No,
you want to look into it, but
I'm happy he's off my TV right now. So.
Exactly.
You know that. World is welcome.
All right. Are we time? Are we ready? Anybody got anything else before we hop into this PWI 500 top 10?
Your thoughts on Jax?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with her coming back. I'm okay with what she did. The Samoan drop on Raquel looked absolutely just deadly. Like, I thought she effed that up right away. Like, it was kind of hard for Raquel to sell it and then get back in the ring and lose right away, though. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It would have been better if Nia picked her up and rolled her in, and then they went into the finish. Mm. But my only thing, though, is you bring her back and you have her squash Mommy. But Mommy's not a face. So that now was you're my making her into a face. Yeah. And I'm glad that they sold it last night because Rhea wasn't with Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that they are selling the beatdown. But it's like, all right, what are you doing here? Because you're making Rhea into a baby face. Because nobody's going to cheer Nia Jax against Rhea. It's not going to happen.
And then you got her baggage with Dom, and you can't
even pull that. Like, you can't even do that because Dom's getting booed out of arenas,
which is still great.
I swear that gets louder every week.
Every week.
Well, and then there was that whole argument. Well, they're raising the crowd noise and they're lowering his mic on purpose to make it sound like they're louder. Like, all right, we're just not going to be happy at all. Like, we're just mad because Dominic Mysterio is doing his job.
His job, yes.
Are booing him out of an arena.
I like Nia, so I'm glad she's back. You know, I'm interested.
They add something to women's division.
They need something. Yeah. Like, they absolutely need something. There's,
could they build them anybody?
Rhea needs a prominent feud for this title run. She hasn't had one. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just had matches. She hasn't had a feud with anybody. So, like, I need her to have a feud to make this title run seem like it's a worthwhile title run. Because otherwise, she's just walking around carrying a belt. Donald, I did, before we get into PWI, I thought your Mount Rushmore this week was going to be the Yes Boys back on screen last night. Pretty Deadly's back, Donald, and you didn't even put them on your Mount Rushmore. What's going on? They were
a welcome edition back.
Man, the Men of Rock and Cena wore that show out.
All right, enough. Let's move on. Debate this, obviously, Pro. This is the segment of the show that you tuned in for. We're glad to have you because this absolutely does something. Now, look, we go over this every year, like everybody else in pro wrestling does. I absolutely hate the way they do this list, and it's because of the time frame that they picked the freaking list to do the review for, from July 1st of 2022 to June 30th. 2023
makes no sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have the criteria? Criteria is championships won, level of competition, status in a promotion, and there's two other things. I forget what they are. Based off of this list, and you got to remember the time frame that it is, right? Number one, Cody Rhodes missed 6 months out of that time frame, should not be in the top 10.
Exactly.
Josh Alexander, too. He was out, too.
But he wasn't out for 6 months of that run. And he was also the longest reigning Impact champion of all time during that time frame. So him being at number 9, I got no problem with it. If he would have been healthy, if he would have been healthy, he should have been top 5, maybe higher. If he would have been healthy that entire time, based on his run.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you have Jon Moxley at 3. And to me, this was a makeup from last year because they didn't put him in the top 10 last year.
Well, in this time frame, he held the title, what, twice? So that's probably why.
You talking about the punk injury the interim title run that he had?
The interim shit, yeah.
It's interim. Like, I can't.
I'm not trying to make a claim for Moxley.
Sounds like yours. We got
clip of the week coming up. Chris, the floor is yours.
I guess my biggest omission from this top 10 for me is, where's Will Ospreay?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, don't get me wrong, big Okada fan. Is he deserving of in the top 10 this past year?
I don't see
it. And where's Sonata?
Sonata? When did Sonata win the title?
Wrestle Kingdom?
Was that at Wrestle Kingdom? Okay. So 6 months. Okay, it's champ.
But he won the G1.
To get
spot for Wrestle Kingdom.
All right. Yeah.
And he's been 500 the men's and women's, or
no, the women's is separate. Women's.
But I think I saw them putting some women in this year. It's like, that's what why I thought, are yeah. we adding women to this list if we're doing there. A separate women's list? Like, it made no sense.
I didn't look at the whole list. I just looked at this top 10.
I think I saw Masha Slamovich is in the top 25. That's like, not gonna argue against it, but it's like, why are we? It's not supposed to be the women's list. Like, if you want to combine the two for the top 500 male and female wrestlers, cool. But
yeah, and then if you're combining the two, then this top 10 is definitely way off because you have no women in it.
Yeah.
Shit for that. Rhea deserves to be in the top 5.
Yeah. We know, bro. It's like every list ever invented. It doesn't matter if it's wrestling top 500, if it's the top 50 rappers of all time, the greatest, the top 100 of NFL players. It's done to generate people talking and debating.
You have Vikingo that high.
I think Cassidy deserves to be higher than Vikingo, but Vikingo, you know, he puts in the work down. And was he from AAA?
AAA. He's been the champ the entire time. He's defended it on multiple continents. He's had tremendous matches. I got no problem with El Hijo do Vikingo being there at 5.
Another person we talked about all the time, Ilya. The man puts on matches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matches and matches.
By the criteria, though, Ilya did not have a belt. So
no belt, not a lot of main event feuds, unfortunately for him.
And he's doing it in NXT, so he's not on a main roster or not in New Japan or AEW. Like, don't Ilya. Like, when we do our year end wrap up and we give our Mount Rushmore wrestlers of the year, we're not doing, you know, top 50. We're doing Mount Rushmore because that's what the gimmick is on the show. Ilya is going to be hard pressed to be knocked off of Mount Rushmore for Wrestler of the Year this year.
Yeah.
You know, kind of hard not to have him and Gunther already penciled in.
Here's everybody's jabroni. They said, due to clerical area, Naito is not on the list at all.
Clerical?
How's that clerical error?
Didn't make the top 500.
It's always something with Naito. Just forgot about one of the main stars in New Japan.
Yeah.
Yo, you can't knock one now. Talk one. We're not going to do that. Okay, Impact's been around for 20 years. Like, telling me they're not a real company is borderline. It's blasphemy to even say that. I would have Gunther at 3.
Yeah. Moxley down and a few.
Seth, like, I'm trying to think back to, like, the July 2022. Wasn't that part of his losing streak? Like, when he wasn't winning matches?
Yeah, but Seth's the workhorse.
Yeah.
He's been the workhorse on Raw for.
But win-loss record is part of the criteria. So if it's part of the criteria.
And he wasn't champ yet.
And he wasn't champ yet. And his win-loss record was that. Like, how can you I get putting him at number one based off of it being Seth and what he does. But given the time frame that they make this list and what it was, part of the criteria is win-loss record, to me, can't have him at number one.
Oh, you sold with Roman at number two.
He was champ the entire time. He didn't. He hasn't. Doesn't have a loss on his name.
Yeah, undefeated,
except for the.
He had one in this time period.
The tag match,
because that was in June, right?
Yeah, he's been the top guy in the arguably the top promotion, like. But Roman doesn't wrestle. So to me, you got to knock him down. Yeah. You got to knock him down more pegs. I get why, but at the same time, like, you know, and leaving MJF out of the top five is kind of hard to digest too, especially when he won the belt at Full Gear.
I'd put him above Moxley
for sure. He beat.
Oh Moxley. Yeah, yeah.
He beat Moxley. He hit four belt. That's like Texas beating Alabama, but then the top 25 rankings come out. Alabama is still ranked higher than Texas. It would make no sense.
I'd actually put Cassidy higher.
I would too.
I'd put Cassidy over Moxley.
I'd put him up.
Yes.
I would too.
I wouldn't put him over Gunther, but I'd put him over Moxley.
No. Now, Gunther should be up in top three.
Yeah.
I mean, you could make an argument based on what he did and the matches he had with the reign he had and the promotion that he's in. You could make an argument for Orange being top three.
Mm-hmm.
And I could absolutely buy into that argument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I say top five. I wouldn't put him over Gunther if I had Gunther at my three.
He was the workhorse of AEW.
Yes,
for that.
Yes, he was
during that.
Yes. Pro, you've missed a couple weeks, but we're big on what the criteria is on this show now.
It is.
What was the deadline for this? Well, if you paid attention to the criteria, it was from July 1st, 2022 to June 30th, 2023. And then after June 30th, 2023, they debated, compiled the evidence, and then they released the rankings now.
Who's missing from the list?
That is just a fiscal year.
100% fiscal year.
The ultimate pizza tosser. That's who's missing.
For me, it's Ospreay.
Ospreay's the biggest miss.
Like I said, I didn't look at the list to see where he fell, but to have him not in the top 10 is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some adjustments to make. I would bump Okada down. You got to have Sonata in the top 10.
Yeah. Cody's not even in the top 10.
Cody's not top 10.
In the list, period.
Yeah,
he missed 6 months.
That's actually a good question to find out. How if Almost is on the list and Naito is not on it?
I get the, you know, the Shield gimmick. You sell magazines. There you go. People are going to buy it as a collector's edition, yada, yada, yada. But I can make an argument for not even having those three guys in the top three or top five for all of them combined.
And everybody's still linking them all together. I mean, like, yeah, they were a group, but haven't been a group in a long
Luigi
time.
Luigi Primo would be number one on that list, Dave. Luigi Primo, worst wrestler.
And this is how it always ranked the Shield in that order.
Rollins, Roman, Moxley.
Yep. Always in that order.
Yo, Taekwon, you're going to get banned from being able to comment on the show. There's no list that Tyrus gets put on. Period.
With no singles matches in how long? Since he won the belt?
If, Chris, to your point, what you said earlier, if they're gonna add women to this list, why is Camille not in the top 10 for being NWA champ for over 800 days?
Yeah. If you're gonna do it, just get rid of the women's list and combine them together. Top 500 wrestlers, period. You can keep tag teams separate. I'm cool with that because I think they were doing women's and men's tag teams together on that anyway, so. Feelings would get hurt on that one if they combine it, I think.
It is what it is as far as why they did it. If I'm re-ranking this list just based on the top 10 alone, not including omissions and where people are that we think should be higher. But if I'm just looking at this top 10 and I'm redoing it based off of the criteria that they have for what I watched over that time frame, I'm going to go Gunther 1, Cassidy 2, MJF 3, Seth 4, Roman 5. That's how I would re-rank this top 10.
That's my top 5, just reworked.
Yep, that sounds right.
So there you have it. I think the Dumb Marks created a better top 10 list than what the PWI 500 did. Using their own criteria, their bullshit criteria.
Yeah, use their.
I hate this list. Every year it comes out because of the stupid criteria and the time frame that they make.
In a couple more weeks when we have another list to promote. It'll come out just in time for Jason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know who's going
to
be.
January to December. That's what it is.
You know who's going to be number one on the tag team list, and if they're not number one on the tag team list, then I don't know why we're even making lists.
The Usos.
FTR.
Here we go.
And the debate begins.
Now, the women's one is also a runaway this year. Because Mommy...
Yeah, she has to be number
one.
But, according to the criteria, depending on what fiscal year they choose, they might go September to October. She only won it at Mania, so that may knock her down because she only had May and June as champion and didn't have any major feud. So based on that criteria, you can't really put her in the top 10 or make her number one.
And before she won the title, didn't have a ton of matches.
Correct. So then if that's the case, then you got to go Bianca. Camille. Or Camille. Pro.
There's the new segment of the Dumb Marks podcast.
Oh, you got kids, man, because I just feel like you're just training right now. You're just
we completely forgot Dominic Mysterio. I mean, that man should be top 5. He got a title. He's undefeated. He puts everybody over. He make everybody look good.
Is he undefeated?
He make everybody look good. In title fights, he's undefeated.
this mother.
It's the criteria.
It's the criteria. Forecasting this out. Make up his
own criteria for Dawn.
Forecasting out for next year, right? This is a way too early. You know how they do the NFL draft? And
oh, yeah, it's way too early.
Way too early top one picks. We're going to do a way too early PWI top 500 list next year. LA Knight will be in the top 10 next year.
With no title.
There's my way too early PWI top 500 prediction. LA Knight will be in the top 10 next year.
If Gunther is not in the top 3.
This is trash. If Mox is in the top 3, it's invalid.
That international title run gonna be serious with him.
Why should he be Ospreay just for a makeup?
Appreciate you doing my job for me this week, Jason.
There you go. All right. Anybody got anything else before we wrap up this week's show? Nope.
No,
All right. As always, thanks for welcoming, joining us each and every single Saturday live at 11 a.m., where we give you the best pro wrestling podcast in the business. Hit us up on social media, as always, at Dumb Marks Pod, every single social media platform there is. Head on over to YouTube, subscribe, hit the bell so you get notifications when we go live. Email the show, questions, concerns, what you like, what you don't like, what you want better. We will read those critiques live on air. Taekwon, we will edit yours to make them appropriate if you do send emails. At dumbmarkspod@gmail.com. ProWrestlingTees.com/dumbmarkspod. Anything that I left off? Oh, audio-only edition. You can download it, listen where you find all podcasts. However, please head over to Spotify and subscribe. Anything else? No?
Good? With some more positivity for the day.
Nothing. More positivity for the day. That means that I got to go into my bag of positivity quotes. This week's quote of the week. Very simple and straightforward. You can only win when your mind is stronger than your emotions. You can only win when your mind is stronger than your emotions. Shout out to everybody that rock with us. Pitt, you better pull out a win tonight. Okay. Pitt is not going to pit down in Morgantown, West Virginia. And if they do, I'm never wearing Pitt gear on this damn show again. Until next time, I'm a Mark. You're a Mark telling Mark. Y'all can catch us around the way.